the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get out this fucking phone, leave me alone.
Hey everyone, RBCP here, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for June 24th, 2016. And today's show is sponsored by Stephen W. Stephen W. is going to be fully to blame when we do this amazing prank idea that I have. On today's show, we're going to trick Walmart employees into lighting their fireworks displays on fire. And it's going to be funny, right? You know, the fireworks are all going to go off. There's going to be like those spinning things spinning around in the air. And showers of sparks and Roman candles. Well, they probably don't sell Roman candles at Walmart, but it's going to be really cool. It's going to be really patriotic. It's a good thing to do this time of year. I'm betting Walmart's not even going to be pissed about this. Probably the employees and the customers are going to kind of gather around the fire and, you know, just enjoy being Americans. It's going to feel very patriotic. This is going to be an epic prank call that's just going to unite all kinds of religions and races and stuff. It's going to be great, setting the fireworks display on fire, so be looking forward to that in today's show. What else have we got before we get started with the live show that happened earlier? We've got the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. The ceremony is on Sunday. I don't remember when, who knows, but it's on podcastawards.com. The Snowplow Show was a nominee, so we have a 1 in 10 chance of winning. And I got a very friendly email from podcastawards.com a few days ago, or no, yesterday. It looks like I got this yesterday. The title of the email, it says, Podcast Awards Show Instructions. This is for the nominees. It says, each of you should be very proud. Your audiences came out in force for each of you. So thank you, listeners, for doing that for me. The next thing this friendly email says, if you do not submit your bio and or your acceptance video if you can't attend, and you win, your show will be banned for 3 years from participating. In all instances, I need your bio at a minimum, even if you're going to attend. I don't know, it's worded really weird. Number two, I need each of you to add me to your Skype accounts immediately. If you fail to add me and try to call in not having done so before the show, you are not going to get through! ! And it's in bold typeface. So he really means business. I will not announce the Skype call-in line during the awards. We've had imposters try and call in before. Please do not share the Skype call-in line during chat during the awards. That's pretty tempting to just say it right now. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to cause problems for them. If you call in and are not the winner, this has happened before, I am not going to be happy with you. Wow, this email is making me want to attend the awards now. Anyone in the mood for a Skype mob? Perchance? Let's see, blah, blah, blah. Number five, please do not slam me with questions. Your job at this point is simple! You have 3 to 4 minutes to say thanks. Honestly, anything over 3 is a bit weird. And then it says, if you have not supported the GoFundMe campaign, please consider. He suddenly got really nice on that line for some reason. And then the last item, it says, order your trophy, winner or nominee. Because, you know, you have to buy your own trophy when you win. It would be crazy for them to just give you a trophy. They're not made of money, come on. So yeah, those are my orders from the podcastawards.com. If you want to go listen, that's on Sunday, this coming Sunday. This email does not say what time it is on Sunday, and I'm too lazy to go check. But if you want to go see the Podcast Awards, I hear it's pretty much just as good as the Oscars. Except you have to pay for your own award. And I'm probably not going to do anything that email says, so I'm probably just going to be banned for the next 3 years. And for some reason, that just doesn't bother me too much. I don't know why. Anyway, let's get started with the show. Today was a live show that I did early this morning for about an hour and a half before XYZ's show started. And it was fun, I think, so here it is. Enjoy!
At the tone, 17 hours, 51 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
Mm-hmm.
At the tone, 17 hours, 52 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time.
I guess our watches are all synchronized now, so we can start with the show. I'm going to be doing, like, I don't know, an hour, maybe an hour and a half, but no longer than an hour and a half, because that's when XYZ goes on the air. I don't need any trouble from him. I've seen what happens to people who cross XYZ. Let's see how many people are listening. Oh, where's the number? So, only 52? What the hell? I should just go off the air until some more people show up. This is bullshit! No, I'm just kidding. I'm fine with 52 people. Okay, so, what I'm gonna do today is I'm gonna call some apartment people. I have a large list of apartment numbers, but first, I think I'm gonna look at this one. It's from a guy named He sent it to me in April, and he said, please call this ASAP. And it's April. You know, it's from April. So I'm not too good at calling things ASAP when you send them into the prank request thingy. So anyway, he says, hey Brad, this is left in my door. Hope you can make some use out of it. The lady who manages this property is a real bitch, so I'm sure you'll be able to upset her. The condos are numbered 1 through 47, believe, so don't go past 47. If you're going to use a number, there are no letters, just numbers. Whatever you do, don't use... Oh, I could give away his apartment number here if I... Okay, I won't say that. Okay, don't use that apartment number. That's me. Happy pranking. If you're going to give me credit on the air, just say these are from... Fuck! Fuck! Okay, I should read the emails through better. Okay. Anyway, it's a condominium association. Dated 4/20/2016. Notice to all residents... I'm going to spend half the show just reading this stupid thing. Please be advised of the following. Laundry. Storage room and dumpster codes will change on Friday morning. The code will be 412. Don't give the code to anyone who does not reside on the property. I just gave it to 50-something people. There's no Facebook mob today. There's not enough time. I only have an hour and a half. I guess I could, but I don't know. Bulk items. Recently there was a mattress and other large items left in the garage. The garage? Bulk items are the resident's responsibility to dispose of. Do not leave them in the dumpster area. Pets. There have been several complaints regarding pet feces on the grounds. Smoking. We recently had a small fire due to a cigarette left on a deck. Please put out all cigarettes. Heat. Due to the fluctuation with the weather, the heat will remain on until May 31st. 2016. Oh, and hopefully I can read the phone number on the bottom of this memo. Yeah, I can. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Yeah, I don't know what to do with this, with these notes I got. I really don't. If you have any ideas in the room, I would happily take them. I can just tell them I gave the code to everyone.
Good afternoon, property management.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here, and I just had a question.
A tenant where?
Here at the condominiums.
What condominium?
Which ones do you work at? I'm at...
Oh, okay. Yeah, we manage...
Oh, okay. I thought I was calling the local place here. Geez, you don't need to have an attitude
yeah,
and freak
are.
Out at me.
We have different, you know, we manage several properties.
Oh, well, la-di-da. So, I was just wondering, the laundry code, it's still 412, right?
Yes. What unit are you in?
Don't worry about it.
Well, I do have to worry about it because I can't tell you any codes unless I know that you're a tenant.
Well, you just confirm the code. I was just making sure because I'm printing up little pieces of paper and I'm going to stand in front of the Walmart and I'm going to hand them out to people and say, hey, everyone, free laundry. Come to the... condominiums and type in code 412 and that gets you into the laundry room. I'm going to hand those out in front of Walmart to shoppers.
Not amusing.
I'm going to make like a coupon.
You're not amusing.
What?
You're not amusing.
Neither are you. Holy crap. You just sound like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed today.
If I ask you what unit you're in, you tell me.
Well, no, I didn't. I didn't tell you, remember? You asked me what unit it is, and I'm just like, oh,
know,
you know what
to... You know, I need to know who I'm talking to.
Well, I already told you, this is Roy, and I just needed to let you know there might be some more people in the laundry room soon. I'm going to start, like, a laundry service, like dry cleaning and laundry and stuff.
You're an asshole, okay?
No, I'm not.
I'll tell you right now, you're an asshole.
I am not an asshole. You take that back. I don't think I was being an asshole, you guys. Do you? Was I... I want to call and apologize, and she's not letting me apologize.
Thank you for calling property management.
One more try. I want to ask these questions that they're asking in the chat. They're suggesting in chat.
Thank you for calling property
management. Now she doesn't want to answer. Oh, well. Well, I wish I could give credit to the person that submitted this, but I fucked up and gave his real name when he wanted me to give a his name that he prefers to give. So, sorry. Oops. I appreciate the submission, though. No Crimson. There is no Facebook mob. Do you guys really want a Facebook mob? I did get one in my email, and I remember where it's located, and I could post it into the room real quick, since you guys just have to have your Facebook mobs. If you guys want less pranks and more Facebook mobs, I can do that. Here, I've got one right here. It's a submission from Sunshine. We are going to mob a place. We're going to Facebook mob a place called the Milkmaids of Mobile. Or Mobile, or however you pronounce it. I'm assuming Alabama. Mobile, Alabama. So it's facebook.com/themilkmaids. They don't have a lot of... Well, they have 769 followers. It's a fairly active page. Its last post was 13 hours ago. There's a picture of Elsa? I don't know. The frozen lady. When you're in public without your breast pads and hear a baby cry, conceal. Don't feel. Let it show. Get it? Like, let it snow? There we go. So, let me post a link in the chat room. There's your damn Facebook mob. So don't be mean to these people and, be weird. And holy crap, there's lots of boobs on this page. So if you're offended by breastfeeding, which I am, when I see someone breastfeeding in public, I flip out at them. I start yelling at them, tell them to put that shit away. That's disgusting. Who do you think you are? And just to retaliate, I whip out my dick. And if you see a woman breastfeeding in public, I suggest you do the same thing. Whip out your dick and yell at her. Be like, if you're gonna do that, I'm gonna do this, motherfucker. Yep, that's what you do. If you're female, you can't do that. Okay, so let's get on with the show and the list and everything. Anyway, like, leave nice, leave 5-star reviews if you're gonna do anything to them. And, try to be weird and not mean. They offer filters to make it chocolate milk? Really? Are you serious? Is that Zaptruder? That's crazy. Anyway, I have a really big list here. This is from Apocalypse. He sent a lot of lists, and this is another list of tenants, apartment buildings, and the apartment numbers, formats, and all that. He says, "Hey, Brad, here's another big list of apartment complex information for you. I love your Tenants from Hell show so much that I took it upon myself to track down information on 43 apartment complexes. These complexes are located in..." I didn't say that. Forget that part. There's also a special location bonus for you at the bottom of the list. Please do Tenants from Hell soon. It's been too long. I doubt we're going to get to the bottom of the list, you guys, so you're not going to know what's special about the bottom of the list. I'm not either. I haven't been there yet. Anyway, I'm just going to start calling. I forget. What do I do to tenants? Apartment building managers. I could do some more Airbnb. Even odds. It's been a while since I did that. That was a lot of fun, though. I remember the Airbnb stuff. Madsen wants me to pass them off. Yeah, I'm going to pass off so many people today. Oh, look, Apocalypse is here.
Thank you for calling St. James at Goose Creek.
Hey, Apocalypse. Maybe next time you can give me some apartment numbers that actually answer their phones. God damn it. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this, I'm sorry, I was trying to reach an apartment complex. I must have dialed the wrong digit again. I always do that. I'm such stupid me.
Oh, no, this is Goose Bay James at Goose Creek.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I just had a question.
Okay, go ahead.
So I've converted my bedroom into an Airbnb room.
Okay.
And I just needed to find out, is there any way, is it okay if I want to put, a separate entrance? I'm going to put a hole in the wall and make another door into the bathroom so they have their own personal bathroom?
You can't do that.
I've already started. I mean, I took the drywall out, but next I'm going to cut the studs out and install.
Which apartment are you in?
Install a door. But I don't know how to install a door, so I'm probably just going to put up, a curtain. Because I know how to.
Which apartment are you in?
I know how to install a curtain rod. I'm in 109.
There's four. What's your last name?
Gerbel. It doesn't matter, though. I just needed general information about the Airbnb thing. Because I've turned.
Yeah, you can't do that, and you can't, install a door.
Well, it wouldn't be a door, really, because I don't know how to install a door. That sounds like something I'd have to call and pay someone to do. But, I can put a curtain up and just put a radio in there for, the buff to take the sound out. So it's not embarrassing when they poop.
Yeah, which apartment are you in?
109.
We don't have a 109.
Apocalypse says there's a 109, and I trust him.
Which apartment community do you live at?
The St. James?
Yeah. Hang on, let me...
The problem I have with this door, though, it's not a door exactly, it's more like a curtain, but I installed it upside down accidentally. Do you know if maintenance could come over and fix it?
Yeah, I just need to know which apartment you're in.
I was just trying to put the curtain rod up.
How do you spell your last name?
It ends up, I put the curtain rod down on the bottom where your feet are. And I felt so stupid when I was done, but now the whole thing's just upside down.
Okay, how do you spell your last name?
It's Gerbel. It's like Ger, Ger, the common spelling Ger, and then Bell. B-E-L.
Can you spell it out for me?
I did. Zher, B-E-L. Zher, Zher. Normal spelling, and then B-E-L. Just
What's the letter?
One L. Just one L, not two L's. Everyone always puts two L's. But it's Gerbel, not Gerbel.
What's your first name?
Roy.
Okay, I don't know which apartment you're in.
109.
But
109.
Can you come up to the office?
Well, do we have to pay extra for the Airbnb thing since I'm going to be making money?
Cannot do an Airbnb.
I thought you said I just couldn't put the curtain up.
No, I need you to come up to the office so you can talk with me.
I think I'm not going to take out the studs from the walls because, I just took out the drywall and you can just squeeze in through the studs.
Who is this?
Because they're only 16 inches apart, and I'm not going to rent to fat people.
Okay, listen, I need you to come up to the office.
For what? Up to the office?
Yeah.
You guys are down there. You guys are on the first floor, right?
Okay, come down to the office.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I don't see what the big deal is.
I need you to come to the office.
Can I have maintenance's phone number? Because I need them to take care of this curtain that is upside down.
You can come to the office and speak with maintenance.
Will they fix the curtain for free, or am I going to have to pay extra?
You're probably going to have to pay for it.
Just to turn the curtain right side up?
Can you please come up to the office?
I'm not a carpenter.
I have someone here.
Who's there?
Okay.
Who is there?
It's just me and maintenance. Maintenance is here if you'd like to speak with them.
Yeah, that'd be great if I could just talk to him real quick. Because I need to get this door fixed.
Welcome to the retreat you deserve at St. James at Goose Creek.
Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy Gerbel. I'm in apartment 109.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to find out if it would be possible for you... I put a door up, and it's upside down.
You put a door up? What did you put a door up at?
Well, I put a hole in between the bedroom and the and the bathroom, you know, for my Airbnb customers. So it would be more convenient for them, like a real hotel. But I'm no carpenter.
This got to be a joke, right?
No, I'm not. It's not a joke at all.
Yes, it is. This has to be a joke.
I don't have time for jokes, you know. I'm a Christian. I love that the maintenance guy caught it, and the other lady was just pissed. I didn't get to tell him it was a curtain. Damn it. Oh, maybe... Okay, wait. Someone had an idea. You're offering... What is this, Zap? Zapruder says, I'm offering locked rooms for drug addicts to go through their violent and loud withdrawals to get clean. So maybe not Airbnb, maybe I'm setting up a halfway house type thing. Seymour wants me to dispense methadone to the addicts. You know, the attic up above your ceiling? Give methadone to the addicts. It's a great idea. Hello? Hung up. That's weird. What the hell, Apocalypse? Give me a bunch of fax numbers? Trying to ruin my show, motherfucker?
Thank you for calling Brentwood. How may I help you?
Hey there, I'm a tenant here at Brentwood.
Yes.
And I just have a question about one of my Airbnb tenants.
Okay, which one? What's up?
Well, one of my Airbnb tenants, he's renting the bedroom, and he won't get out now. So will you take care of the eviction? Like, do you guys have eviction paperwork for me?
Is he on the lease?
No, he's just an Airbnb customer. He found my apartment that I was renting on the internet. Do you know what Airbnb is?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, I have this tenant that just refuses to leave. He left a big mess everywhere, and his smells really bad.
What,
in there.
Are you... They are in a Brentwood apartment?
Yeah, it's a little like subletting, but it's not subletting. It's Airbnb. They can rent my apartment that I put up on... the internets.
Because we don't do subleasing. That's where you caught me off guard. What apartment number is it?
This isn't subleasing. This is just Airbnb. It's like more like I've turned my apartment into a hotel. So I let them have the bedroom, and then I just sleep on the couch.
Okay, what apartment number is it?
I'm in apartment F.
What number?
Building 16.
16F?
Yep.
16F is not even in there.
F like Sam?
I don't have a 16S like Sam.
Oh, well, isn't there a building 16? I thought that's what I was in. I don't know. I get all my mail at the P.O. box, so I don't really pay attention to the numbers and stuff around here.
I need to know what apartment number it is.
I don't know. It says apartment F. There's apartment Fs, right?
No, I don't have an apartment S.
No, F, like Frank.
Okay, apartment 16F, that tent, there's no one in that unit.
I have squatter's rights.
There's nobody in there.
Yeah, but I have squatter's rights. Do you know the laws about squatter's rights?
Yes, I do, but there's no one living in that apartment at all.
Yeah, well, you know, not on the lease, but I can stay here if I want.
Nobody there.
I have squatter's rights.
There's nobody in the apartment.
There's me, and then there's an Airbnb customer. He was just supposed to be there for 3 days, and now he won't leave.
But there's nobody in this apartment. This apartment is vacant.
I think you're misunderstanding the apartment number.
Why? I must be, because you're saying 16 F like in Sam or F like in Frank.
No, neither of those. Okay, so I just want to know, like, do you guys have any eviction paperwork I could borrow?
No, I do not.
Like, you know,
you have to go to the magistrate's court.
Well, you guys already have it, though, and that would be more convenient if I just go down there.
I don't have anything. I go to the magistrate.
What? No, like, just, you know, just something you could Xerox for me that says, you're evicted, get out.
No, I don't have anything like that. You'd have to go to the magistrate. It had to be court.
And if he doesn't get out, I'm going to get my Halloween costume. I was a sheriff.
Okay,
and I'm
thank
act
you, bye.
Like a I know how evictions work, you guys. I'm not stupid. I've been evicted a few dozen times in my life, just like everyone has. Okay, what's the rave thing, Coolaroo? Maybe I need to scroll up in the chat room. The rave thing. The rave center. Tell them you're trying to get your wife pregnant, but the AC doesn't get cold enough and your sperm count is low. Can they send maintenance over to help fuck her? Okay, I'm going to copy that one. Thank you, band again. Keck. Tell me you open a dance club and your neighbors are being assholes about it. That's from Brown Magic. Oh, man. Okay. Odds wants a rave center and the neighbors being a bitch about it. Okay, it's the same thing as the other idea. Dance club. Okay. I wish I had, like, a dance loop. I need a dance loop in the background. Yeah, just like a repeating drum beat like they do in TV shows.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Oakview. This is Christy. May I help you?
Hey, Christy. This is Roy. I'm a tenant here at Oakview.
Hey.
Hey, I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I've opened a dance club in my apartment, and my neighbors are just being real assholes about it. Like, every night they come over and knock, and they sent the police last night. So is there any way we could do something about that? They're in apartment A.
Okay, so I'm sorry, your phone was kind of breaking up at one point. Tell me again, what's the problem?
Well, I opened I've started a dance club. It's called Exit 69. It's mm-hmm. It's like a dance club. It's in my apartment. You know, we get the lights up and the alcohol and all that stuff. But my neighbors are being jerks about it. They keep coming over and knocking on the walls and stuff. Can they get in trouble for knocking on the walls like that?
Well, actually, you're not allowed to have any type of dance club in your apartment home.
Oh, yeah, we are. No, it's okay. It wasn't in the lease, so it's fine.
Actually, it is in the lease, sir.
What, dance club? There's nothing about dance clubs in the lease.
Well, it's actually business opportunities. You can't have any type of business out of your apartment.
I'm not even making much money off of it. I'm barely breaking even. I'm not even breaking even. I didn't break even last night.
Okay. Well, tell me again which apartment you live in.
I'm in apartment B. I'm building 3514.
3514.
Yeah, my neighbors are being assholes. They're in apartment A. But it's more like a free dance club. The dance club part is free, and I just sell the alcohol.
Okay.
So we just let
I would probably need you to come to the office so that we could discuss it and we could review your lease agreement, sir.
Okay. Well, is there anything you could do about the neighbors in apartment A being assholes? Because they're, like, banging on the wall is really disturbing us. And then all the people at the rave were getting pissed off, and they started hitting the walls, and they actually damaged my walls.
Okay. Well, I can address any situations with the residents. I do ask that residents contact the office and let me address that. Tell me again, what did you say your name was?
I've contacted the office. That's why we're on the phone together. Stupid. My name is Roy.
Okay.
Yep. And I just didn't know what to do about these neighbors. These neighbors that keep, you know, just being assholes all the time.
Well, I will take care of the situation with your neighbors. Okay. And if you don't mind, do you know when you would be able to come to the office so that we could have a discussion about your lease agreement?
Well, I don't really want to. That's why I called. You know, I don't know. I'm saving time. It's 2016. We have telephones. So we don't have to, you know, travel long distances.
Okay.
Yep. You know, the banging on the walls, like when they start doing that, and that just throws everyone off. It throws all the ash shaking off and stuff. And it just brings down everyone's high.
Okay, sir.
It's not cool.
We will not at all.
They tried to put me under citizen's arrest for dancing. Like, they seriously came to the door and said they're going to put me under citizen's arrest. And then they sent the cops over. So they're full of bullshit. They're basically, Okay. Basically, my neighbors, they're like that pastor guy in the movie Footloose. Like, maybe if they just come in and dance.
Okay, sir.
Maybe if they just come in and dance, things would be
Okay. Not exactly sure who I'm speaking with, but I will do my best to address it for you.
Okay. All right. You see the people in apartment A, you know, just punch them in the face for me.
Well, I would prefer that you not do that, sir.
No, I said you do it. I'm not going to get myself arrested. I'm a businessman.
I can take care of it on a professional level.
Okay. Hey, we're actually hiring right now. We're looking for some strippers to kind of help with the whole mood and atmosphere of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't suppose you'd be interested or know anyone that would be?
No, sir, I do not. And honestly, that's a little inappropriate.
Well, no, it's a business thing. It's not inappropriate. I'm not trying to sexualize you or anything. It's a business thing. You know, it's for the atmosphere of the business. And you wouldn't have to be completely naked if you just wear like a bikini. And dance
no, sir.
Up on the pole?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. All right. I just thought I'd ask, you know?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You sound like you'd be a good stripper. I was just offering.
No, sir. Thank you so much, and you have a great day.
Have you ever been a stripper in the past?
No, sir. I have not.
Oh. Prostitute? Same thing, practically.
No, sir. And this is a real inappropriate conversation.
Well, it's more like it's just a business conversation. It's regarding my new business.
No, sir, I would not be interested.
Okay.
Thank you and have a great day.
You don't have to be all uppity about it. Just say no thank you, you know?
No thank you.
All right, that's better. Okay, well, thanks. Please talk to those neighbors for me. I'm sick of their bullshit.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
She stopped thinking it was amusing when I asked her if she wanted to be a stripper. So whoever suggested that in the chat room, it's your fault. And I could tell she was lying, by the way, when I asked her if she'd ever been a stripper before. She's totally been a stripper. So obvious. Let's take a quick look at the milkmaids of Mobile. How do you pronounce Mobile, Alabama? Well, is this Mobile, Alabama? Is it Mobile or is it Mobile? Do I pronounce it like Forrest Gump or do I pronounce it by a... Oh, wait, no, he never said Mobile. Oh, yeah, it's Alabama. Chunchula, Alabama is their mailing address, but for some reason they're called the Milkmaids of Mobile. PC says it's pronounced Mobile. I want to call it Mobile, like I'm a Canadian with a cell phone. Okay, so the very first post, well, the first post is pinned. It's from 2015. The Milkmaids of Mobile. LLC. Oh, so listen to this, you guys. I didn't tell you how fucked up this whole thing is. So it's women with breast milk. You know, I was kidding before. Nothing wrong with breast milk and feeding your babies and all that stuff that's on this page. But this place actually sells baked goods or whatever with breast milk. You can buy cookies for $8 a dozen, chocolate chip, whatever, specialty breads and muffins. You can buy for $15 for a large loaf. You can buy a gourmet muffin for $10 a dozen. Treats. You can have brownies, pumpkin bars, granola bars, all made with breast milk. All natural. Nothing weird about that at all. You know? So yeah, I don't know why I was surprised that there was, chocolate milk before that someone said in the chat room, because that's... why this was submitted to me. This place, they do like they bake you things with their breast milk. We could call them, actually. There's a phone number. Okay, so on the first thing, Chris, prank caller, he says, I am 40 years old and I still enjoy drinking breast milk, even though it's not as good as cactus milk. Pete says, is sin on the menu? You guys are you guys are sinners. That's in all caps. Brian Washington, he says, are you currently taking orders? Do you ship to the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility? Amy says, oh no, that's an old one. Is Mildred working still? Her fresh squeezed, is the tits. The tits! That's in all caps. Anyway, okay, so next post down. there's a picture of a bunch of ladies feeding their babies and, Lou, he posted, and now this I can fap to, which, what the hell is that guy? It looks like a Ferengi or something. What the hell is that? Anyway, let me look at reviews real quick, and then we'll get back to calls. Reviews! of the Milkmaids of Mobile. The milkmaids gave me the best cactus milk ever. It tastes so succulent, too. Takes me back to my baby days when I was breastfed. That's from Benjamin. How many are there? Oh, geez, there's a lot. Pete says, was milked through the glory hole. Samantha really turned me on. Can I please get her number? My wife says it's okay. Elizabeth says, the cactus cookies are both cute and delicious. They also offered some freshly squeezed milk, but I couldn't drink it all there, so they put in a Go cup for me to drink in the car. Then I threw the Go cup out the window and got yelled at by some hobo named Roy. Lou says, you already did a review. Lou says, so I'm completely against breastfeeding, but I do enjoy seeing big fat mamas with their boobs hanging out, so I have no issue with this company. And then he says, cancer, okay. I was feeding my kid named Brad the other day. I got weird looks from people. Could be that the milk was coming from my cock or that my kid Brad was over the age of 40. Anyway, awesome service you got there. Will return. That's from Billy. Clayton says, my cousin Carlito loves your breast milk products. He thinks they have very nice cactus flavor undertones. My grandmother Mildred would have definitely been a very productive member if she were still alive. Damn it, Chad. Freddie says, we recently bought 69 gallons for a Mildred Monday revival seance, and the delivery lady was rather pleasant and allowed us to enjoy it fresh, squeezed, as well as bottled. Enjoys includes cactus titty sprinkles at no additional charge. Overall, we loved the service and look forward to our next themed party. Blah, blah, blah. Stefan says, the cacti milk was rather watery, and during my suckling session, the needles kept poking me in the face. What? Oh, okay, yeah, I get it. All in all, it was a rather erotic experience. Okay, I'm done with this. I'll come back to these. I want to call more apartment people. Walter, Brad tried to milk me with a cactus, so I had to run away when he pricked me. However, he told me, who's a good boy, after he was done milking. I would highly recommend. Oh, there's only a couple more. Just give me a second, you guys. Quit being so impatient. Brian says, I think this page is absolutely disgusting and needs to be taken down by Mr. Zuckerberg himself. This should not be allowed on a good Christian website like Facebook. Benjamin says, the milkmaids gave me the best cactus milk ever. Oh, I already read that one. And the last one. I've already read. Okay, so, good. We're done. I'm all done. Completely done. I never have to do this page again. Now, I'll read it one more time before we quit. Anyway, next apartment building. Looks like we're moving to another state, so I should probably change my caller ID. Here's a weird idea by Apocalypse. I'm going to use this one. Where's the ringing? Ah. They hang up on me? They're just hanging up on me. What the hell? Okay, I'm not going to play any music. I'm going to call them. Why are they doing that? Hello?
Thank you for calling ATC Development. This is Courtney. How may I help you?
Oh, I was trying to call the Preserve Apartments. Did I get the wrong number?
We do manage them, yes.
Oh, okay. I kept calling. I kept getting hung up on. What happened?
I only heard music on my end.
Oh, maybe you didn't wait long enough.
No, normally when we answer right away, we just get a message saying, you know, this call may be recorded. But no, it was just kind of hold music playing.
Well, did you try saying hello? Hello, Preserve at Long Point Apartments. Can I help you?
No, I did the first time.
I didn't hear you. I mean, it's just silence, and then you hung up on me.
I think it's the answering service. Which traffic number are you trying to call?
I called the...
Or which number did you dial?
The 4748 number. I like how you're just trying to throw the answering service under the bus and pretend that you didn't do it.
Oh, no, we don't have an answering service. Is there different tracking numbers? Like, we have a different number for apartments.com and rentpass.com.
Oh, the 4748 number is what I call
a little...
Oh, you're just out to throw everyone under the bus. Aren't you?
I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, I just had a question. I'm a tenant here.
Okay. What's your unit number?
1231.
Okay.
And
what's the question?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I've become like an official participant in the illegal alien underground railroad, and I'm going to have a lot of people kind of passing through a lot. And I didn't mean to sign up for this, but now I'm kind of stuck in it. I thought it was an internet scam at first, but it turns out it's legit. So I'm going to have... Okay. There's going to be lots of people coming and going, lots of foreigners.
Okay. And so are you talking about just different occupants staying in your apartment?
Yeah, lots of them. Like, lots every night. They're going to be kind of hiding out and staying there for a few days at a time until the whole thing blows over, and then they'll leave.
Okay, so less than 7 days?
Yeah. It's just there's going to be, like, maybe a dozen at a time, they're saying, up to a dozen at a time staying at the apartment. But they definitely they say they won't be there more than a week. And you
I'll just have to run.
Okay. Yeah, there's different seasons for it and everything. Like, right now, it's, like, kind of the busy part of the season, but it'll slow down after summer.
Okay.
Yep. So,
I'll just have to run it by management.
Yep. Just let them know. Lots of people, lots of foreigners. The managers, they're not, like, against foreigners or anything, are they? They don't hate foreigners?
No, I think it's just occupant number. And so, the best number to call you back is 7710870.
Yep, that's the one. And they're not really occupants, though. They're more like just they're refugees. It's the illegal alien.
Well, they turn into occupants after 7 days.
Well, no, I'm not going to let them stay for more than 7 days. But I just, you know, they're paying me money to just filter these people through the alien underground while they get their you know, their fake IDs and everything set up. So they can work.
Okay, and you said you're at Long Point?
Yep.
1231?
That's the one.
All right.
Okay. And I'm only under obligation to do this for maybe a year total. After that, I can get out of the contract. I didn't mean to sign
That's
up for
fine,
it.
Then.
I just thought I was messing with the Nigerian, and it turns out it was true. So now all these people, they started showing up. There's three of them out there right now, sleeping on the floor.
That's fine, because it's actually not one of our units anyway.
1231's not?
Nope.
Who's that belong to?
No idea.
Oh, well, that's the one I'm in. It's attached to your building.
It's actually not one of ours. It's going to be maybe like a privately owned house.
No, I'm here.
I'm privately owned townhome.
I'm on Long Point Drive.
Well, I mean,
I'm with the preserve. I have a lease.
Not with us.
Yeah, we do. Maybe the apartment number's wrong. Maybe one of the numbers turned upside down.
No, there are privately owned townhomes on that road that have those addresses.
No, I have a lease with you guys, motherfucker. So don't try and tell me that I don't have a lease with you.
Okay.
You dumb hoe.
All right.
So, apartment manager, is he going to have a problem with the fact that the some of the aliens are green?
I don't really think it matters, because it's not our unit.
Yeah,
so
it
there's
is.
There's nothing we could do about it.
I got your unit right here, motherfucker.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye. You're a cum dumpster. There, I said it. Are you happy? All right, everyone kick Apocalypse out of the chat room for giving me a wrong apartment number. Never taking number submissions from him again. This is such bullshit. I think that could be a good one, though, if the thing happens. If the apartment number's real. I think that could work out really well. Let's do some voicemails, but don't tune out yet, because there's still like 30 minutes left of apartment calls, and you don't want to miss
those. Hey, Brad, it's Baloney Maloney.
Hey.
Sorry I'm calling so much, but I've been listening to old shows, and I've been getting a few ideas about things you might be doing. No actual, like, concept ideas. Mm. I leave that kind of masterwork up to you, Brad. Oh.
I don't have any concept ideas. I just steal ideas from the chat room. It's so much easier.
And a few months plus, I think you were doing a lot of phone mobs, and I don't think you've done any since.
Nope.
I was part of. You did like two or three, and I was part of.
We might be doing a Skype mob on Sunday, though.
Almost all of them. Wink. And we had a great time. You even did a show where the guy used a delay on some swap shop, and there was no punchlines. He would delete or, delay it so you couldn't hear the punchlines of every single call. So all you heard was him just getting irritated. It was great.
Yep.
We should do a phone call.
Punchlines would have been better, though. It would have been nice.
I don't know what we would do, but I'm sure that other people might have a good idea of who we could phone up. So get that going.
Okay.
Toot sweet, Brad.
I'll do it.
I love you. Mwah, mwah.
Did
bye.
You say toot sweet? Yeah, I actually still have a list in my notebook program of radio stations that are potential mob radio stations. You know, they do garage sale shows or whatever, things like that. I still have a list, and I just kind of never got around to doing some more mobs again. And those were kind of fun because we all got involved, and I don't know, we should do those again. I completely agree, and I'll start working on that soon.
Hi, Carly. So it's UK Ted. I put the tracking device on Brad's car, so you're good to go now. Go ahead and use that software, and you'll know where Brad is at all times.
Damn it.
Okay.
I knew it. Carlito's been behind all of this trolling all of this time. I knew I couldn't trust Carlito or UK Ted, but I never trusted UK Ted. But I was not expecting Carlito to turn on me. That's pretty low, Carlito.
Hi, Brad. This is John.
Hey, John.
I've been a listener for 2 years. It's pretty cool, and this is my first time calling you.
Wow.
Fuck!
That's great, John. Thanks for calling in.
Hi there, RVCP.
Hi.
This is a great idea coming at you here.
Oh, shit.
Here next time you're doing your microwave beam calls, you should call pet stores and say you're trying to see what effects the microwave beams have on the animals.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're too scared to do that, you should call plant stores.
Too scared. It's just I'm going to cause a panic. And some manager is going to, like, pull all the pets out of the store and bring them in the parking lot to get them away from the microwave beams.
And tell them you're trying to affect the plants in different ways and on the animals. Or, if you're too scared to do that, you should call plant stores and tell them you're trying to affect the plants in different ways and have them grow into sentient beings. All right, anyhow. Good luck with all that. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I should do that. Plant stores or pet stores. I would do pet stores. I don't think that'd be that bad of a thing to do. All I know is I definitely need to do more microwave beam calls because those are just really dumb and don't make any sense. And they confuse people, which is really fun.
Hey, Brad. It's iPokeSmart.
Hey, iPokeSmart.
We're doing a show here. Oh, my co-host is throwing up in the bathroom. And, it's going real well. And, we just called the Queen of England, and they said, no, we don't feel like invading America and retaking it.
That's nice.
But it was a good call. And I'm drinking the last of my vodka. And by the way, I still think the definition of prank victim should be cacticunts, because it rhymes so well. Cacticunts.
Yeah, cacticunts. I kind of like that one.
You shouldn't try.
Too bad you didn't put it on the list on Facebook.
Redo the whole goddamn Webster Thesaurus Dictionary. But anyways, love the show. And
thanks. Where's Giggle Watt?
And here you go. All right, bye.
Thanks, iPokesma. I usually delete iPokesma's voicemails because it's just drunken rambling that has nothing to do with anything. Just filling up my voicemail, being a big jerk. But I guess I'll leave that one in.
Roy, stop with the Brad Who shit. Nobody falls for it.
Oh, come on. Some people fall for it. Everybody hates the Brad Who shit. I don't know why.
Hey, Roy, I was wondering what happened to, like, the carding pranks, the Black Friday pranks where you guys went to Walmart and everything?
Black Friday.
I'd really like to see some more of that stuff, like, in the future if you could. I mean, that was always awesome.
Aw, thanks. Yeah, I don't know. Most of the Walmarts around my area here, they took their phones out of the stores. Like, all of the customer phones, you know, phones that customers could have access to, the ones on the poles and stuff. Like, in the cities on either side of where I live, the big cities that have all the Walmarts in them, they have taken all the phones down. And I wish I could take credit for that, but probably it's more like because of kids picking up the phones and getting on the overhead paging and saying curse words and stuff. And car dings, those only happen in Ding Timber. So you're just going to have to wait until Ding Timber to hear more of those.
Hey, Brad. I think everyone listening to the show right now needs to give Brad a round of applause because he's been super good about checking his voicemails.
Oh, thanks.
And
thanks for talking about me in the third person like that when I'm right here. It's very rude.
Checking his emails and keeping really up to date on everything. So right now, give him a round of applause and go to phonelosers.org/cactus and donate because he deserves it.
Aww.
Okay, so bye, Brad.
Thanks, whoever you are. I agree. Everyone should go to phonelosers.org. Go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up for the monthly donation thing, and you get to watch the videos. There's a video of this show that you're listening to right now. Oh, wait, no, that's not fair to say it's a video because I wasn't actually in the video, but the chat room's in the video. I've been having camera problems lately. I need to get those fixed. But anyway, this is a good time to tell everyone to support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Supporting the show keeps this whole thing active and going and makes it so I'm not allowed to take a week or two off of doing pranks or I get yelled at a bunch. So please do that. Support the show. You'll be happy you did.
Hey, Roy. It's AT&T Star again.
Hey.
I think you should start a band called Roy and the Gerbils.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Roy and the Gerbils. That sounds so much better than Redbox and the Chili Peppers. I wish you would have told me this like 5 years ago.
Hey, Brad. Hey, it's Dr. Astronaut again.
Oh, great.
Thinking about...
You again.
You know, you've already kind of come to terms with what you're going to call these prank call, quote-unquote, victims.
Yep.
But here's an idea.
Victims? What are you talking about? They're not victims. They're prank stars. Or recipients.
What if, like, we dug deep into PLA lore to come up with, like, different names for different people? So, for example, an old man who gets pranked is Bob Murphy.
Yep.
And an old woman who gets pranked is Mildred. A Mildred. And a young person would be like a Gloria.
Right? I hate that one.
If you prank a woman, that'd be Honey Baby. Be a Honey Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a good one. So when you're trying to get somebody to do something, like a shopping spree or something, they're gerbils. So whenever you're trying to get somebody to do something, it's like you're messing with a gerbil.
Yeah. Or
making gerbils. Or I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how to
like a little. They're like test subjects. I mean, it'd be cooler if we could call them mice or something, because they could be like laboratory mice. But, you know, gerbils. Gotta call them gerbils.
But gerbils, and then
I
Dino.
Get it.
A Dino would be some kind of like trailer trash drunk guy.
Yep.
And Audie is someone who thinks they're better.
You guys are going to hear a Dino on the very end of today's show. I mean, if you know who Dino is, you are going to definitely hear a Dino at the end of this show.
And then another idea would be you could also kind of sponsor it out. Get somebody to sponsor it, so then anybody who you prank call would be called like a Whopper or a Big Mac. And then every time you prank someone,
or Carl's Jr.
You know, Frosties. Maybe they're Google's. Colonel Sanders is, you know?
Yep.
And then KFC would pay the money.
I'm going to stick with Carl's Jr.
I don't know, maybe this isn't a very good idea. All right, bye.
No, it's a great idea, Dr. Astronaut. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hey, look, it's Corbin Guy with a 2.5 minute long voicemail. But we haven't heard from him in a while, so maybe we'll listen to some of this.
I always have incredibly awesome things to say.
We know you do, Corbin.
And no, thank you, buddy. I mean, you've been yapping your gums about Tim, what's his name, and Distorted View and everything else, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I finally got around to started listening.
Crap.
This last week.
Crap.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to lose all my listeners to Timmy Boo at distortedview.com. This sucks.
Hey, thank you. Hey.
Sure.
But I'm not done trying to make other people listeners of your show.
Aw.
You still rock.
Thanks, Corbin Guy.
You're a bitch.
Thanks, Corbin Guy.
No, I take that back.
All right, Corbin Guy.
I don't.
We're a third of the way through this message. What's happening next?
Hey! It's party time. All the time.
All right.
What? Hold on.
No, I'm not going to hold on. All right.
Whoa, okay. Hope you're on.
Now you're going to play my own show at me. All right. Thanks for calling in, Corbin Guy. I'm sorry I didn't listen to the last minute and a half of your voicemail, but I don't want to listen to myself. All right, last voicemail. This is going to be the very last one. This better be good.
Hey, Brad, it's Jim. I'm a long-time listener now.
Hey, Jim.
Just one way, you know, I'm a big fan. I listen to your show during work. every time I see this new podcast, it really makes my day.
Sounds like you leave your voicemails while you're jogging.
Makes the day go a lot smoother. I really enjoy it.
We're in your convertible.
I had a quick question. I know you mentioned a lot that you have a full-time job as well. I know you don't want to give any details, probably, or anything like that, but I was just curious about what kind of work you do.
Yeah, right.
Being a fan.
Yeah, right.
Just kind of piqued my curiosity. Keep up the good work. Cactus Guy.
Thanks. No, I'm not going to tell you guys where I work. I've been pretty much trolled constantly for the past 20 years now. So I know better. I'm going to make you guys work to find that information. Or maybe that'll be my final Patreon goal, when I'm finally able to drop the people that I work for, and I can do this whole show thing full time. Then I'll tell you where I used to work. That's a great idea. So if you want to figure out where I work, it's really easy. Just support the show, and maybe I'll just tell you guys someday. And speaking of that, you know, like the whole show, the donation thing that you guys are supporting the shows with and everything, I feel like we're halfway there. You know, I feel like I'm halfway there with the whole doing this show full-time thing. If we could just get twice the listeners that I currently have, then I'd be all set, and I could do this all the time, and I don't know, maybe do like 4 shows a week, maybe 5 shows a week. Because as it is now, I'm doing PLA stuff pretty much every other day. I mean, every day, basically. But I'd say my average is every other day I'm doing PLA stuff instead of work stuff. And that's easy to do. I do work from home. I'll tell you guys that. I work from home, and I sit here all day, and I wish I could do PLA shows every single day, but I can't because I have clients and stuff. So let's figure out a way to double the listeners. You know, sometimes I do, I put up advertisements and stuff trying to get new listeners, but I don't think that really works. So let's figure out a way for me to double my listeners. That's all we need to do. And everyone's happy. I get to do this all the time. You get to listen to shows all the time. And everybody wins. So if you have any good show promotion ideas that I should try, or we should all try, or maybe you guys should just all share the show as much as you can, I don't know. All I'm saying is that I'm about halfway there. Maybe even over halfway. And damn it, we need to make this happen. So if you guys could write my URL on a piece of paper and tie that to a rock and just throw it through someone's front window to try and help promote the show, that would be awesome. So thank you, anyone that helps promote the show. I really appreciate it. And of course, thanks all of you who've been supporting the show already for years. That's amazing. I still can't believe you guys do stuff like this.
You don't know who I am, but I know where you live. If you keep calling me, I'm going to come rip that phone out of the wall.
Oh, shit. That's scary. I'm going to quit listening to voicemails now. I think I said that last voicemail was my last voicemail, so stupid me. Okay, the voicemails are over. It's time to get started with the show again, with the live show. So here it is. Here's the second part of today's live show. Okay, I'm back. I've got breaking news, everyone. Breaking news music. Turns out the breast milk, the whatever, the thing, mobile, they're taking down posts. They're very upset. And, let's see. Where did it go? Oh my god, I lost it. Okay, fuck it, I don't care. But they're very upset. They're taking down posts. They're posting things to us. And I'm gonna go look at it right now. Let's see, oh, here it is. You guys are fucking sick, and I'm reporting all of you. Please leave my business alone. We do not sell breast milk, you idiots. That's from Band. Thank you for reposting that, Band. And, so I guess they don't sell breast milk. They just sell recipes? Is that what it is? I thought they sold actual things. Like items. I mean, they have a menu. Why do they have a menu? I think they're full of shit. So anyway, I'm gonna call these the breast milk people around the end of the show, around the time I quit, which is gonna be about 30 minutes. And they probably won't answer, but I'll give it a try. Oh, I want to do the rave thing, or the Underground Railroad. I want to try like everything. I want to try several of these ideas before I quit. So I have 30 minutes to get through them all.
It's a great day at High Point Crossing Apartments. How can I help?
Hey, I'm a tenant here at High Point.
Yes, sir.
And I have a problem.
Okay, what's your problem?
Well, I've turned my apartment into like a doggy daycare type thing. You know, I just have...
Excuse me?
I have the apartment...
There's no dogs allowed at High Point.
I know. I don't have a dog, but I take care of dogs. It's for a business. So So my
No, sir, you're not allowed to do that for a business.
Oh, well, I didn't
There's
know.
No pets allowed at High Point
okay.
at all.
Okay, well, don't have to yell at me. No, I have a problem with the dogs in here. I have, like, 8 dogs currently inside my apartment.
What apartment are you in?
G21.
Z21?
G.
G21?
Yep.
I'm sorry, there's nobody in that apartment.
No, I didn't say... are you saying G? G like boy?
Right.
No, I said G like girl.
Right, there's nobody in... I don't...
No, you said G like girl. I said B like boy. Did you say B21? Is that the one you have?
You're saying what? 21B.
Yeah, G like boy. You know, meow meow.
21B or 21G?
Like a cat, you know, like meow.
21C?
Yeah, there's someone in that one, right? It's the daycare.
None of your business, sir.
What? What are you yelling at me for?
I'm not yelling at you.
You kind of are.
What's your name?
Roy is your bell?
I'm sorry, I don't have a tenant by that name.
Well, no, I just stay on the couch. But look, you never even let me say my problem. Like, I have a problem with all these dogs that are going nuts in my apartment. Like, several of them escaped. So if you see any dogs on the apartment grounds, like, for the most part, they're friendly. But could you call me up and let me know if you see them?
No, sir, because you need to get rid of all them dogs in the apartment. You need to call the owners right now.
Get rid of them.
And
like,
get rid of them dogs.
Like, take them to a kill shelter, get rid of them? That's awful.
No,
why would you
no,
even
sir.
Suggest
take
that?
Take them back to the owner.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, fine. Don't suggest I kill them, though. That's awful.
No, I didn't suggest that, sir.
Well, you kind of did. You said something about
no,
a kill
sir,
shelter.
No, sir, I didn't. I said you need to get them off the property because this is a no-pet community.
Yeah, well, they're not my pets. They're not my pets. I just take care of other people's pets. So
you can't have that kind of business, and you're in 21C?
Yeah, C like girl. And
C like girl?
T. T.
C as in cat.
No, T. T, you know, like you drink? T?
T.
But no, look, I took the carpet out of the apartment so that, like, if they poop, it's not going to mess up the carpet.
Oh, so no, I know you didn't do that. You know, this is a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
And I'm not going to fall for your jokes. Bye.
It's not a joke, ma'am. She's not going to fall for my jokes, you guys. She was too smart. Why was that part unbelievable, that I picked up the carpet? That's something that tenants actually do. I've seen that happen firsthand from the tenant side of things. Oh, thanks for this one, Apocalypse. The Grovetown Crossing Townhomes. He has the address. He tells me I should be apartment 314. One floor apartments. And then he wrote, shit, no phone number in Google Maps. Thanks, Apocalypse. Best one ever. Ask her. Oh my God. Richard, that's amazing. Ask her if she has small tampons for the female dogs. That's going to happen next. All right, here we go. Time to ask about tampons.
Thank you for calling the Point. This is Elizabeth. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I just have some questions.
Okay.
I was just wondering if I have a problem with my dog here in the apartment. I was wondering if maybe you guys provide you know, like small tampons for female dogs.
We do not.
Okay. Do you know, like, is there some sort of emergency place around here I could go get that taken care of?
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What unit are you in?
I am in 611.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Who are you trying to call?
I was just trying to call the management office for the apartments here. I'm a tenant.
Okay, and where do you live?
Well, are you asking for my apartment number?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's 611.
You don't live in... I know the people that live in 611, and you're not them.
I'm just staying on the couch. But I'm just having a problem
okay.
with... I'm having a problem with my dog.
Well, they don't have a dog.
I have a dog. They don't have a dog. It's my dog. I'm just here for 6 days. I just needed to find out if you had any, you know, toiletries, you know, like the front desk of a hotel does.
We don't.
Okay.
So, what are the name of the residents that you're staying with?
Oh, I'm not giving out their private information. What are you, an identity?
Right, I don't believe you.
You're an identity thief or something?
Yeah.
I just need to get a tampon is all, for my dog. I don't see what the big deal is.
Because you're prank calling us.
This is not a prank call. I don't make prank calls. I'm like 43. I'm just staying here until the charges are dropped.
Right.
I just have a few days till the warrant expires.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Sure, I'll be right down there and bring you something, okay?
Okay, try not to steal any identities on the way over.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
Okay, I won't.
All right, my courtesy officer will come with me to make sure you're all right.
Your what officer?
Our courtesy officer.
Oh, your courtesy officer, that's great.
Yeah.
That sounds believable, like you'd really have one of those.
I really do.
Yeah, you sound like you're full of shit.
So do you.
You sound like you're more full of shit than I am.
No, you're more.
No, you're the most full of shit.
No, you're.
You're the mostest.
The mostest.
You're the mostest. You're more mostest.
You're the mostest.
You're more mostest than I am.
No, you.
No, you.
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 You, motherfucker.
Nope, you.
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 Bring the dog up here and let me see it.
No, it's not allowed in there because it's a registered poodle file.
Stop.
Maybe you think that's funny, but I think it's disgusting.
It's not. There's no such thing as a poodle file.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're obviously not a dog owner.
I am.
Okay, well, you know what? Some people have problems that you don't have, so...
I'm looking. Maybe, I'm Googling it.
You're Googling poodle file?
Yes.
All right, do it. You're going to see that it's real.
No
way. You're
going to
see, like, Google 6 million results. Well, anyway, you have fun with your imaginary officer over there, because I got to go take
care
of...
He's right here.
I got to... Yeah, yeah. Oh, she. Yeah, like a woman.
No, he.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just trying to be really unbelievable there for a second. Anyway, I got to get going.
Hey, I've had a girl courtesy officer before, though.
Oh, that's bullshit.
In Alabama.
What, like a courtesy officer in the kitchen?
No, like she was a police officer.
Well, what does she guard, the kitchen or the bathroom?
She guarded the property. We didn't even allow people backing their cars in. She'd give them a ticket.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Would she watch them from the kitchen window and then run out with her curlers and slippers on?
Please, she didn't have curlers and slippers. Give me a break.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure it out, because you're trying to tell me that a woman can be a security officer, and I know that's bullshit.
Oh, you're pushing it.
You're pushing it.
You're pushing it.
Okay, I have to go. This is really getting tiresome at this point. I have a dog bleeding all over the place. I need to find something to use as a tampon.
What about toilet paper?
No, because that costs money.
Dogs can't use tampons.
Yeah, they can't. I'm just going to cut a corner off the carpet in the living room, and I'm going to use that. And then that way I don't have to pay for it.
Uh-huh.
Yep. All right. Well,
we have caller ID.
Really? What's my number?
706-771. I don't know the rest.
You don't? Oh, see, so you don't have caller ID.
I'll pull it up.
Yeah, pull it up. That sounds believable, like you have a big tracing machine there or something. What are you going to do with my number?
You must not know who I am.
Who are you? Are you someone really important?
It's not that I'm important, but you'd think twice.
Really? Like, what would make me think twice about who you are?
Like, are before you calling with such craziness.
Are you somebody that, like, people just shouldn't mess with?
No, I'm just somebody that's, like, too busy to handle crazy calls.
Then why are we still here?
But the poodle file's funny.
No, it's not funny. It's something that I have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, it's not easy. My dog has to register as a sex offender and everything. It's embarrassing.
When I look at poodle file, it just shows poodles.
Yeah, because they look like everyone else. They look like all the other poodles.
No. Okay.
Okay, well, have a nice day.
You have a better day.
You have a better day.
You
have a better day, motherfucker.
Don't cuss at me anymore.
I'll cuss all I want. You have the best day. You have the bestest day. Well, that was odd. That was very odd. XYZ's kicking me off the air, everyone. I only have like 20 minutes left.
0378.
Thank you for calling Cove. This is Jackie. How may I help you?
Hey, Jackie. I'm a tenant here, and I just have kind of a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I run kind of a doggy daycare out of my apartment, where I have a bunch of dogs here every day that I take care of. And I was wondering if maybe you guys have any extra carpet. Because mine is it's pretty...
What apartment are you in?
I'm in 538.
What unit?
538.
Like bedroom space?
Yep, mm-hmm, yep. That's it.
What's your name?
My name is Roy. But do you guys have spare carpet? Just not very much, just enough to cover a living room. I figure I'd just pull this carpet up and just put down another piece.
Okay, well, I don't even see you in our system, so I'm assuming you aren't a resident because we don't even allow dogs right now.
Oh, yeah, but I just...
I don't know why you're calling.
Well, no, I just stay here on the couch. But I have a business during the day because, my roommate, he works during the day, so he doesn't care. As long as I have him out of here by 6, he's happy. But the carpet, it's kind of waterlogged with pee and stuff. I was just hoping you might have, like, an extra piece of carpet. You know, just
what's your name?
Roy. You know, maybe just, like, how big is the living rooms in this place?
All right, hold on one moment.
15 by 15, maybe? That should do it.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Yes, sir. This is maintenance. What's your issue, sir?
Oh, hey there. This is Roy. Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So I
can hear you.
Okay. So I just wanted to know if you had maybe some extra carpet for my living room, just a spare piece of carpet.
Okay. What about the carpet again? Is it damaged or something?
Well, it's just waterlogged with dog pee because I take care of a lot of dogs during the day. So there's a lot of dogs in here all the time. And really, it's just the middle of the carpet. So we could just cut out the middle. I've already started cutting it. And we could just replace that big piece in the middle that's water pee-logged.
Are you authorized name on the apartment?
Oh, no. I can't. I can't get an apartment because of my record.
Okay, so I mean, it's we can't allow that to happen unless you're authorized upon occupancy in an apartment to do anything or any type of work.
Well, they're not even home, so you know, I
whoever's in that,
huh?
I understand they're not home, but you probably gonna have to wait until they get home. Whoever that you go over there to take care of the issue, which you take care of, but we can't let you.
Here's the thing.
Authorized.
I kind of want to get this fixed before he gets home because he's going to get mad because there's so much. I fell asleep today. I took drugs.
We can't let you in. We cannot let you in the apartment, sir.
Oh no,
that's against rules. We cannot do that.
No, I'm already in the apartment. I'm his roommate, but I don't want him to see it because he'll be mad because there's so much pee in this carpet. And if I just cut out the big middle piece, you know, just in front of the couches and TVs and stuff, just the part in the center. And then you could come over with another piece of carpet.
No, we can't do that because we don't have a piece of carpet. We have carpet people that come out and repair carpet.
Okay.
So we can't allow you to cut the carpet.
I got an idea. Listen, I got an idea. I have a queen size bed in the bedroom, so I'm just going to cut out the piece of carpet underneath the bed so nobody will see it down there. And I'll put that in the living room. I'll staple it down.
But, sir, again, I can't allow you to do that because you're not authorized.
Well, no, I was just asking if you had extra.
Your name is not on the lease,
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't. I don't need your help anymore. I'm just going to do this. I'm going to get the carpet from under the bed and put that in the living room.
No, again, sir, you cannot touch anything, because your name is not on the lease, but that person is going to be charged.
Well, I live here.
For something that you're doing. And
I live here.
At the same time, I understand that.
Well, no, you don't, because you keep saying I can't touch anything. I touch everything. I pay half the rent here.
But, again, you will have to talk to management on that part.
I think I'm just going to pull up the linoleum from the bathroom floor, and I'll put that in the middle of the living room. And that way, when the dogs pee on it, it'll just be linoleum, and then it won't get all messed up next time.
You can't do that.
Oh, I've already started. Sorry. I've already started cutting the carpet while we've been on the phone. I'm cutting it right now.
No, well, if you do, that means...
Oh, this is so disgusting. But you know what? Actually, the pee, the dog pee, it makes it cut smoother. Even with my old scissors I'm using. It makes it a smoother cut.
I mean, I'm not going to authorize you to do anything, because if you cut that carpet out again, it's going to be on you. Because the management is not here. I'm the maintenance supervisor, so the only thing I can tell you is that you don't go about doing whatever you're going to say you're going to do, because whenever you move out, or whoever in the occupancy move out, then we'll take care of that issue.
Okay.
You just be charged for it if we repair it.
But you
can't go and repair it yourself. We have to be the one to do that.
But the carpet's ruined.
It doesn't matter, sir. I'm telling you, you cannot.
It's ruined.
I understand that. But again, if you move out, listen to me. If you move out, we'll take care of all that stuff. You'll just be charged when you move out. You just can't go cut carpet out and just leave it and then expect us to fix it. That's going to cost you more money.
Yeah,
so
I would recommend
you to not touch the carpet.
No, the piece of linoleum that I'm going to take out of the bathroom, I'm going to replace that with the drywall from the ceiling so people have something to walk on.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, no, it'll work. It'll work. I'm sure of it.
See, sir.
What?
Again, you cannot touch anything.
You sound like you're just a dog hater.
Unless you authorize.
You sound like a dog hater and a poodle phobe.
It's nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do. It has nothing to do with that, sir.
Okay, I'll give you $20 if you just. You know, $20 just to forget this call ever happened.
I'm not gonna do that. No.
You don't have my apartment number,
but
do you?
You know this call is being recorded, right?
Well, yeah, but they're not gonna listen. They don't sit there and listen to every call. You know that. So look, I'll give you $20.
It's being recorded. Trust me.
I know it's being recorded, but nobody's gonna listen. Why would they have a reason to listen to it? They're not gonna know.
Sir, I'm about to end this. I'm about to end this call.
No,
so
look,
I recommend you not to touch the carpet.
No, $50. Oh, $50 for you to just forget this ever happened. Damn it. That guy was all business. All right, one more apartment complex, and then this show's over. And then we're going to quickly call the final boss, which is the breast milk lady. She's probably not going to answer. I don't know what I'm going to say to her. I'm sure it'll turn ugly.
Good afternoon. Apartments. This is Jamie.
Hi, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question.
You're a tenant here?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your apartment number?
1045. What's yours?
Okay. I don't live here. I just work here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Good enough for you. Oh, I just needed to let you know I've turned my apartment into a Muslim mosque.
Nice!
Yep, so...
can I come check it out?
Yeah, you're welcome to come over anytime you want. I just wanted to let you guys know why there'd be a lot of people coming in and out and wearing the headgear and all that stuff.
Great. What's your name?
Just so you're not worried about it, my name is Roy.
Okay, well, I don't have a Roy that lives in that apartment.
Well, I just sleep on the couch.
So you illegally turn somebody else's apartment?
No, I live here. It's my roommate. He's on the lease. I just kind of sleep on the couch.
Oh, well, then I'm going to have to get rid of him because you're living there illegally.
Well, then I would have to move out, so don't do that.
Well, yeah, both of you have to go.
Well, you're gonna
you can't live there illegally without being on a lease.
You're going to kick people out of a mosque. I don't... You can't...
If you're not on the lease, yes, sir. Yeah. Certainly.
Okay.
You can't live here illegally.
Well, it's
not on the lease.
No, it's not illegally. I have squatter's rights at this point because I've been here a long time.
How long?
Well, quite a long time. Months and months.
Mm.
But I just turned the apartment into a mosque.
Well, you're home now, so I can run down there and check it out.
Yeah, if you want to come in, you need to keep your voice down, and None of that aggressive laughing like you just did before.
Okay, I'll try to keep it quiet then.
Okay, that'd be great.
Awesome, I'll see you in a few.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sure, okay.
And if you try to kick people out of a mosque, you're going to go to hell.
Say that again?
If you try to kick people out of a mosque, you're going to go to hell.
Oh, well, I definitely don't want to do that. Okay, well, I'll come check it out.
Okay, so yeah, just keep quiet about this if you have a problem with it.
Gotcha.
I'll give you $20,
I don't need the $20. We'll be on the DL.
Okay, all right, yeah. Yeah, you want to stay
awesome.
On God's good side, okay?
Meet me at the door. Okay,
no,
meet me at the door.
You meet me at the door, motherfucker.
Why?
Okay.
I'll be there in a minute.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Bye. You guys, I don't think she bought it. I don't think she's believing me. But then again, why is she going to go down there if she just doesn't believe it? Okay, I have 5 minutes left of this show. Thanks to XYZ, who's going to start his show in about 5 minutes. Oh, 4 minutes. So I'm going to refresh quickly the Milkmaid's page. Let's see what's on it. I see lots of deleted comments. Reviews. I still see lots of reviews. Here, let's look at the reviews, see if there's anything recent. Amazing service. I was milked barehanded. Will come again. That's from Billy. Nola says, the freshly squeezed breast milk was excellent. I love how they garnished it with nipple hair, and it really complimented the peyote cookies. Definitely will be back soon with my retarded friend Roy. Gil says, the milk here is off the penis. I mean, off the chain. The tradition of telling the owner's dog, use a good girl before milking her seems appropriate. I have the best ass in the gym now due to coming here. Also, does anyone know why there's a Howard the Duck promo poster in the bathroom? Connor Phillips Milkmaids offers a high selection of milk products. I went in looking for cactus infant, not knowing if I'd be able to prick it or not, but the owner, Brad, convinced me that the cactus milk crepe... What's a crepe? Oh, God. Quit making big words, because that's such a big word. Was their intended bestseller. Creamy is an understatement. 10 out of 10. We'll definitely be back. Keith says, I was walking down the street when someone tossed a water gun filled with breast milk. I was then drafted into the Milkmaids of Mobile, LLC's military, to defend the cacti from the blood-hungry milk babies. The glory holes give a different kind of milk, though, sadly. Oh, wait, no, salty, not sadly, salty. Rook TV wants a link to the page. It's facebook.com/themilkmaids. And that's it. That's the most recent one. So I have 2 minutes right now to quickly call the Milkmaids of Mobile. Hopefully they'll answer their phone, but they probably won't. Here goes. What am I going to say to the Milkmaids of Mobile? Quick, tell me. I don't know what to say. So many boobs on this page. It's disgusting. Makes me sick.
Hi, you've reached Emma, also the owner of the Milkmaids of Mobile.
Let's try again. I think I need to change my caller ID because she's not picking up.
Hi, you've reached Emma.
Oh, man. Okay. I've changed my number, but it's probably not going to do any good because she's going to know. I was just ringing her a second ago. But we'll see. We'll see. Oh yeah, Apocalypse, you have a good point. One of my listeners may have tried to call already and ruined the final boss for me. You big jerks. It's all the listener's fault. Thanks a lot for that. Coolaroo wants me to ask her if her favorite band is the Neutral Milk Hotel.
Hi, you
it's a good one.
Also the owner.
All right, one last try. It's 12:30, you guys. I don't want any trouble. From XYZ. God damn it, Emily. I agree.
Hi, you've reached Emily.
Anyway, that was a horrible final boss. All thanks to you guys. Everyone called them and ruined it for me, so it's all your fault. Thanks for that. Thank you, Apocalypse, for sending me the list. It was an awesome list. I really appreciate it. Apocalypse, I hope you have asked me for a sticker or something at least. As many lists as you've sent me. You know, anyone that sends me a list and I use it on my show, you should contact me and at least ask me for a sticker or something like that, you know? PLA sticker. maybe a PLA Con 2015 ID card, which I have like 700 of. But yeah, thank you for that, Apocalypse. And he says, Apocalypse says, thanks for using my list. It's too bad the idiot managers were lying about some of the units. Yeah, they were totally lying. I don't know what they're talking about. But I have like half of the list left still, at least half, more than half. So I've definitely got a lot more to call on this list from Apocalypse's list. Even Odd says he wants a sticker for his hobo car. You guys, if anyone wants a PLA sticker, first of all, I'd really appreciate if you just send me $1 for the sticker, because, you know, it costs me like 20 cents for the sticker and 50 cents for the postage. $1 would be nice, but if you don't have $1, if you just don't want to give me $1, just send me an email, phonelosers.org/contact, send me a message and say, I want a sticker, and I'll send you a sticker for free. It might take a few weeks or a few months, but you'll get a sticker for free, a PLA sticker, all for free, if you don't want to pay $1. Okay, anyway, it's 12:33. It is time for the XYZ show. XYZ does a show every Friday at 12:30 Pacific time, and that is located at mixler.com/XYZQWA. That's where I'm going right now to listen, and you should all do that as well. I will see you guys on the next show thingy that I'm doing. Bye! Hey, everyone, it's pre-recorded me again. Just doing a quick outro of the show because I have something important to share. I tried to call the milkmaid people in that one and they didn't answer, but I was able to get through to them this evening. And I swear to you, my only thing I was going to do to them, both in the live show and this evening when I finally got through to them, is I was going to be completely honest with them and tell them who I was, because I didn't want them to feel like they were being attacked by people that hate breastfeeding. And that's what I was going to do. You know, I was going to be a jerk about it, of course, but I was going to say, hey, this is Brad. I do a podcast, and we were just, you know, I just, my listeners decided to mess with your Facebook page. See, I was going to just try and blame it on you guys instead of myself. But I was going to give her a sincere apology and just let her either accept the apology or yell at me. But it didn't work out that way. Oh, yeah, let me read the message that made me decide to do this. Because she posted this just an hour or two after my show ended. She posted on her Facebook. She said, I just needed to take a minute and make a public post about what's been going on today. Today, my milkmaid's business page has been attacked. I have nonstop been receiving threatening phone calls, death threats, and messages, as well as disgusting messages, reviews, and comments. I've had to remove my address and phone number from my page for safety, and I've had the police at my house all afternoon. And keep in mind, this was just 2 hours after our mob, so all afternoon might be a little bit of an exaggeration. So to my followers, please excuse all this bullshit and know that this will not tear me down. That's in all caps. If you need to reach me for an order, you will have to do so through Messenger. Thank you for your patience and support. Hashtag fuck the haters, I'm not stopping. Hashtag fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. So apparently one of my listeners was calling her throughout my show, and I don't know what they were saying. They probably weren't making threats, would be my guess, because people just like to make up things to the cops whenever they tell them about phone calls, and they pretend that they were threatened so that the police will listen to them. But I know you guys, you didn't do that. Anyway, here's the phone call that I made to her, and I called once, and nobody answered, so I called again, and someone picked up and didn't say anything for a really long time, which I've edited out of this call. But then you just hear this guy snapping his fingers a bunch. I don't know if that was to shut his kids up or signal the FBI to start the tracing equipment, but here's that phone call that I made. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, you didn't say hello before. That was weird. I missed
What's up? What do you want?
My headphones must have been malfunctioning. I'm sorry about that. I must have not heard you.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, well, I was just calling for Emily. Is she around?
For what?
Well, it's, you know, none of your business. I'm just...
It is my business. It's my fucking wife, you piece of shit.
Oh,
stop fucking calling my number. The cops already know. Cops are tracing every fucking call that comes in this phone, piece of shit. Fuck you.
No, I'm not. Who do you think I am? And yeah, that's the Dino I was talking about earlier that you guys would get to hear. Doesn't that sound just like Dino? You know, cordless phone Dino? Anyway, I was going to tell her it was just a prank. It was nothing personal. We're just a bunch of bored people with too much time on our hands, but nope, she wouldn't listen to me. Thank you for listening to today's show. Everybody, be sure to follow Phone Losers and The Snowplow Show on Facebook.com/Phone Losers, Twitter.com/Phone Losers, YouTube.com/Phone Losers of America, and visit the website, phonelosers.org. Thank you once again, Stephen W., for being the fall guy for today's show. It's Stephen W.'s fault that the milkmaid lady wouldn't listen to me. So thanks a lot for that, Stephen.
Way back, college boy asked who a high school dance gonna wait, but my date was in my friend's pants, didn't know what to do. And see thin and blue till my best friend said that the red would get me through. Went to the jewel with my crew. Adults on the box in a secondhand suit, bow tie. I'm a fox in a car on the street. Miles with the sweet and a chick at my crib in a one go beat. Room starts to turn like cheese. My tummy starts to churn like grease. On my knees like a rug burn beast. Like an intern teased with the yeast.
Infection.
Oh, why? I'm a towel. Feel like I got the flu. I think I'm gonna throw. I think this night is through. Ding dong, date's arrived and her dress is ripped. She don't know I'm on a robot test trip. In the back, two girls going stack fat asses. I demand from a date her sunglasses. Do a drop roll off the car like Axel. I need an angel. I need some fucking Advil. I got a butt bigger than a beehive. Cough on my cookies. Let loose what's on the inside.
The tussin.
Sound like it was nothing. Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busting. No fighting, no cussing. Just love for a drug called
Robo-tussin. The tussin.
Sound like it was nothing. Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busting. No fighting, no cussing. Just love for a drug called
Robo-tussin.
Way back, college boy, live on 11th forehead. Out my window, wonder what I'm living for. Knock on my door, what's in store? It's my buddy Bucks, put the rabbit in his pocket, said he is out of luck. Need a 44 party through my Lord King of Reuben. All he's got is snot and a box full of Ludens. Tell him about the Tussin, we're hating ho hustin', interrupting discussions about Reaganomic repercussions. Fuck him, we're fucking chugga-luggin'. Soon my stomach, I'm hugging, I'm tripping or something. My coat a button, keep it down like a dungeon. You could call me the cough medicine curmudgeon. Frankly, the feeling's fucking fantastic. I'm tripping like Jesus in the desert when he fasted. Like it's the night before we all get drafted. Like we're rolling through some rapids with Kevin Bacon whitewater rafting.
Like you're an Epcot Center on acid?
Exactly.
The Tussin.
It sound like it was nothing. Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busting. No fighting, no cussing. This love for a drug called
Robo-Tussin. The Tussin.
It sound like it was nothing. Robocop couldn't stop me from puking and flushing. No balls to be busting. No fighting, no cussing. This love for a drug called Robo-Tussin.
The Tussin.
Well, actually, you're not allowed to have any type of dance club in your apartment home.